Hi, this is the dictation of Seema J. Palmer, Seema J. Palmer, date of services 3/24/2025, date of birth 4/10/1990, and date of accident is 8/2/2023. The patient, Seema J. Palmer, is here for evaluation for follow-up visit. Apparently, she was initially injured in 8/2/2023 as a front seat passenger, where she was T-bone on driver's side, leading to various symptoms, including headaches, TBI symptoms like dizziness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and memory loss, as well as anxiety, depression, plus pain syndrome affecting left shoulder and middle back and lower back, more towards the left side with severe muscle spasm, trigger points. Patient has involvement of some lower chest pain, which is still continuing here and there, although most of the pain has resolved. She is improved 70%. Her left shoulder is now mobile up to 180 degrees of abduction and forward flexion without any issues. And the patient has been improving significantly. Her case is coming to resolution. Her deposition is on 3/27/2025. And now headaches are also much less at once a day. She reports them to be around 7. Most of the pains in the lower back, mid back, and left hip area, left SI joint area, and the knee area is almost 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, while ADLs are affected to the tune of 7. 70% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADL for system review, for additional issues, compliance histories, substance abuse, and in the physical examination, the blood pressure was not taken, and it remains the same as before, but in the shoulder examination, it's completely normal, and range of motion is 180 degrees on the left shoulder for forward flexion and abduction. Motor power is normal. And the test for rotator cuff, Hawken-Kennedy test, speed test, near test are negative. The motor strength is pretty good and grips are normal and no distal deficits are found. Omen sign, tinel sign is also negative to the left upper extremities. The right upper extremities and both lower extremities are completely normal. Patient is able to ambulate without pain. The left knee pain is minimal and she is able to climb stairs. Diagnosis will remain the same. Plan is to provide the patient medications, which is Mobix, to 15 milligram a day with food for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Elavil 50 milligram at night for anxiety, depression, Wellbutrin 150 milligram XR for anxiety, depression, Xanax is provided 0.5 milligram for panic and anxiety, and lidocaine ointment for the topical pain relief. Tylenol codeine is provided for pain relief, 30 tablets, and chiropractic care was ordered. The physical therapy has ended, and if patient requires chiropractic care for further care, is okay. Patient was referred for counseling as well as the patient has been advised to try a left SI joint injection, which will be done in the next feature. Thank you.